ஓம் சாந்தி. பிரபு மிலன் கே க்ஷண் சமீபாதே ஜா ரஹே ஹை.
The moment of God's meeting is coming very close.
ஜோ ஹி ஹம் யோக மே பைத்தே ஹை.
We sit in yoga.
பாபா சே பாத்தே ஹோத்தி ஹை.
We talk to Baba.
ஹமாரா உன்சே மிலன் ஹோனே ஹி லக்தா ஹை.
And we have our meeting with him. But when now Baba will be present in us in the corporeal form, we will completely experience happiness of sitting in under his vibrations. We have a very beautiful fortune. We are all loved by God. God himself will leave his supreme abode and comes to meet us. And once upon a time Baba used to say, children, you have to take the benefit of time. Otherwise, this day will be remembered. Those who are very old Baba's children who are sitting here, and there are many teachers who have experienced God's meeting many a times. Now we all have got this golden opportunity. Whether Baba speaks the Murli or not, he is our mother and father. And he will definitely come to give the feeling of love to all we lovely children. We have to experience his love. How much we do love him is left upon ourselves individually. He also loves us so much. He wants us to attain perfection. He comes to solve our problems. And so today we will all experience. We will take the happiness of this meeting. And for this, we will concentrate our mind and intellect, which is very much necessary. And the basis of complete happiness is to remain concentrated. I have the same, and you also have to keep the same in your mind and intellect until 9 and 10 PM. We are having 4 hours, and in these 4 hours we will be under the experience of God's love. Do everyone have this thought? We now have to take complete happiness of God's love. Remember, the more the mind remains peaceful, the power of the intellect increases as much. In our brain, in our intellect, there will be infinite powers. Birth after birth, there were many talents in us, and that is merged in the present intellect. All that has to be merged, and we can attain happiness. Last meeting, Baba had given us 3 works. Keep your mind peaceful. Make your mind dance. And make your mind powerful. What will all happen when you keep your mind peaceful? There will be so much of power in your words.
मेरी ओर देखो, दोनों इन्हें बैठाओ, सबको बैठा के आप भी बैठो,
पीछे वाले बेचारे देख रहे हैं, इंतजार कर रहे हैं, इन दोनों को
बैठना. Those who are standing or sitting at the back, they are told to sit down peacefully.
आज चित्त को शांत भी करना.
Today we have to learn how to keep our mind peaceful. And this cannot be taught today, but a lot of effort has to be made from a very long period of time in order to keep the mind and intellect peaceful. From thousands of years, we don't know where we have taken our mind to. The mind has been stumbling for thousands of years. So from today, we will begin this pilgrimage in order to experience beautiful experiences. We will make our mind and intellect concentrated. Everyone sit as a king in the center of the forehead. I am a self-sovereign soul. I, the master of this body, I am a very powerful soul. I am residing in the center of the forehead. I am a master. I am the master of the mind and intellect. I am the master of the sense organs. Give this thought to yourselves and accept it.
چلنا ہے گھر واپس اب تو یہی جان کا کار
یوگی بنو جانی بنو یوگی جیون ہے پیارا یوگی جیون ہے پیارا یوگی جیون ہے پیارا
ہمارے من کو شانت کرتا ہے ہمارا ایشوریہ نشہ.
دا گوڈلی انٹاکسیکیشن میکس اور مائنڈ پیسفل.
نشہ بہت ہی بڑی چیز ہے.
گوڈلی انٹاکسیکیشن از اے ویری گریٹ تھنگ. ایوری ڈے ان دا ساکار مرلی بابا گیوز مینی کائنڈس آف انٹاکسیکیشن. فرام لانگ ٹائم بابا از ٹیچنگ اس دیٹ یو آر گاڈلی اسٹوڈینٹس.
کون تمہیں پڑھا رہا؟
ہو از ٹیچنگ یو؟
جتنا نشہ ہم سبھی کو رہے گا
دا مور انٹاکسیکیشن وی ول ہیو دا مائنڈ بیکمس پیسفل. پے اے لاٹ آف اٹینشن ٹو دس پوائنٹ.
جتنے من میں مہان وچار
دا مور گریٹ تھاٹس enter in the mind and intellect become peaceful. Two things specially, and thirdly, the practice of bodiless stage. I will take all of you into a very beautiful thinking. Through this thinking, you will make your mind peaceful. The confluence age is the age of blessing, age of benevolence, in which Baba comes to give us everything. We have to create a vision. We have to create a picture in our mind and intellect. Many a times you might have heard in Baba's Murli, the point gives so much of happiness. That Baba says, Baba stands in front of you children and says, children, take whatever you want from me. Every day motivate yourself, awaken yourself, enlighten yourself. God has come to give you everything. And do we know how to receive from Him? Have we made our mind and intellect worthy to receive everything so that He can fill blessings, so that He can give us power, so that He can give the jewels of knowledge which we can merge within ourselves? We have to think about this point. Confluence age is the time to receive and attain everything. Are we doing the same? Whatever we had to do it previously, are we doing now? Every day we have to think about this. If not daily, then at least weekly, once we have to check ourselves. We have to give time for ourselves and we have to talk to ourselves. The time passes by. The situations of the world become severe. I was thinking, Baba used to give warning 50 years ago about time. Every day the situations are under fluctuations. And there was a completely ban of ₹500 and ₹1,000. And if there are anything extreme, then what will happen? No one can go out of situations. No one can come out of the problems. No one is that perfect. No one can come out of any problems or situations. We now have to accumulate everything in the godly bank. We now will sit in a very beautiful thinking. Baba, for a very long period of time, used to say, the wealth will not come to your use, but your elevated stage will come into your use. The charitable actions you perform will come into your use. Baba's hand and Baba's cooperation will come into your use. Only few days before, Baba said, whoever gives cooperation in Baba's task, whether they are in knowledge or not in knowledge, at the time of destruction, Baba will also help them out. We have to think for a while as what all can we do at this confluence age. Once again, we will have practice for 3 minutes. Baba is putting his rays of power on us. We will sit in this good feeling, the rays of peace, the vibrations of purity, the extreme rays of all the powers are being falling on me. Godly vibrations are being merged within me. We have to concentrate ourselves. Baba and his vibrations, and apart from that, nothing should be visible. The souls who are fortunate are getting this God's meeting. It is the same time when as much as you want, you can increase your fortune. The fortune that you want to create for birth after birth, you can create now. We think that we need to have a throne and a crown on our head, birth after birth. We are the souls who fill powers within others, and all that can be achieved now. Now it is the time to achieve anything. The fruition will get complete in the golden and silver age, but the other things will go on for all the 4 ages. And everyone will return experience a lot of happiness. The more we make our mind peaceful, let the other souls not search for peace. The one who merge themselves in God's love, they will get the experience of happiness in their relationships for birth after birth. We are benefiting this invaluable time or are we simply wasting this time? We children have to give value to this time. We have to give value to each and every thought. Understand each and every thought. Our thoughts contain the power to create the new world. We are the one who create the fortune for the new world. Fortune and the bestower of fortune is in our hand. So think, Baba, in the corporeal form, in the night class, Baba used to tell that this day is so loving. The children have come to God's hand. God also is in children's hand. We used to stumble here and there in search of God. We used to think about how to find God. We don't know whether you come and meet me or not, but I want to find you now. Now God has come into our hand. So this is a very beautiful language. God is in our hand. What did God say? God said, you have all the right over my power. And this is a very great version that God has spoken. You also have right over me. And we have to accept it. It is such a good opportunity. God Himself is saying everything. Whenever you call me, I will come. Baba gives us this promise. Now we will think. We will definitely take the benefit of this golden opportunity. Are we not passing our life in a very ordinary way? We have to keep our mind peaceful. Do you all like this? The intellect of the mind works all the time. And at the confluence stage, we are taking the benefit of the mind in a positive way. The more divine we want to make our mind, the more great we want to make our mind, the more we want to fill treasures in our mind, we can make it. We can make the mind perfect. Now it is the golden opportunity. Through knowledge, we create wisdom and we can make the mind divine. And so, with the churning of this jewels of knowledge, we can increase the mind power. Very well, you can write it down and churn about the points as what all we have to do at this confluence age, what all we have to receive at this confluence age, and what is possible to receive and attain at this confluence age. We have the blessings of attaining success at this confluence age. This is a very great thing. We have received this very beautiful blessing. With this kind of thought, with godly attainment, we can make ourselves a jewel of contentment. The new Baba's children who have come, they will create a thought. Am I content after I found Baba? Am I not going around any desires? Are there any attainments to achieve even after I have found God? Am I not becoming discontent? A soul who is content can only remain concentrated. They only can remain peaceful. Only they will have power. And they only will accept everything. Accepting is a very small word. All of us from now have to prepare ourselves for the coming future. Whatever takes place, we have to accept it. Now everything will happen. No one will wish to see that or to take place.
किसी भी भविष्यवक्ता ने ये क्यों नहीं बताया कि 1000 के नोट बंद होने जा रहे हैं?
Why any of the palmist didn't say that the 500 rupees and 1000 rupees note will be banned?
तो वो सब होगा ना जो किसी
So everything will happen. Even no people will come to know or no people will know about what's going to happen.
हम सभी अपने को Acceptance
is very necessary. We have to accept everything. We have to make it a habit to accept everything. Brothers and sisters know, many a times Baba explains to be a detached observer in his Murlis. Be a detached observer. I always have the practice of 2-3 things. Which I have been following, whatever is happening is only truth. Only that should happen. And this is God's version. No human beings have said this. God Himself has said everything. His every version is supreme, truthful. Whatever is happening, whatever will happen, that only is the truth, and that only will happen. And so, keep your mind peaceful and content. Now prepare yourself. Only elevated stage will come into your use. How much you have connected your mind with Baba will come into your use. Nothing else will come into your use. So once again, we will sit in Baba's remembrance and invoke Baba, and this practice you have to make daily. We will invoke Baba with a lot of love. Now Baba also will be thinking that he has to now come down to meet his children. When we want to meet our children, we frequently look at the clock. Baba is the ocean of love. Baba has come to shower love on us. So now with a lot of love, we will give him the invitation. Now we will take our mind and intellect towards the Supreme God. We will visualize the great light. We will visualize the great light in the Supreme God. The Almighty Authority, the Sun of Knowledge in the Supreme Abode. We will give him an invitation with lot of love, with beautiful words Oh, the ocean of love.
Mere man ke bhi.
My friend of my mind. The rhythm of my heart. We are your loving children. With lot of love are invoking you. You leave your land and come to us. And accept our invitation. And listening to our invitation, the Almighty Authority descends, spreading a very bright rays. He has come in the subtle world in the body of Father Brahma. Now both of them are descending. And both of them have come down in front of us. He is now giving drishti. And he has kept the hand of blessing on our head. The powerful vibrations are being merged within me through his powerful hands. And he then says, my children, take whatever you want from me. I am yours. And mine, everything is yours. He continues to give drishti. And he went back to the Supreme Abode. So this is the time to experience beautiful things. There is a lot of happiness in this. And this happiness will destroy the sorrow of many births. I would like to tell you all one thing. There are many new Baba's children. But those who are elevated effort makers, I have been telling from a very long time that I am feeling when it will be 2020, the worldly people will not be able to sleep. There will be the increase of tsunami of the mind with negative thoughts. all the vices will start emerging in everyone's mind. When there was the declaration of the announcement of the government, no one will be rescued. Even they are Baba's children. So great yogis are needed. So that only sitting in their room, they can give vibrations. They can give drishti to the whole world and make them sleep. The sleeping pills will finish off. The sleeping pills will not be available further. The one who have dedicated your life, the one who have let go on the world, the one who have sacrificed that old world, they become great yogis and they prepare themselves to give vibrations to the whole world. And it is not necessary how long you have been in this knowledge. A very good effort has to be made so that our vibration should give peace and happiness to others. Baba says, your sorrow is like an ant, but the people outside are suffering like anything. Now we have to liberate everyone from sorrow and we have to give the vibrations of happiness to the world and we have to liberate them from sorrow and unhappiness. The situations will definitely come. Our every place will become a lighthouse, a peace house. Who have done elevated effort, their house will also be like the land of peace. People will come there to attain peace and happiness. We have to give refuge to everyone. And so, we first of all should have elevated efforts. Now no subtle vices also should be created. No matter even if the money goes, but we have to perform charitable action and not sinful action. We have to destroy the sorrow and unhappiness with purity of ours. We have to give inspirations of purity to others. And whoever gray souls want to perform this task, they can free themselves and engage themselves in this endeavor. All old Baba's children know that time will make you complete. And if you yourself don't become complete, time will make you become complete. But at that time, the importance will be given to time and not for you. The one who takes the happiness of practicing everything from a very long time, they only can fulfill others' wishes. All brothers and sisters, you will have to set yourself, you have to accept all the situations, and you also have to be ready to help the world. You have to think about it. Now it is the confluence age. And now we are sitting in this beautiful vibrations. I am giving you all a thought. After the class and until Dadi comes, and there will be half an hour meditation, and at that time everyone will tie Baba in your love and bring him down. The love of our vibrations will touch him and he will be pulled and come down. We have to create from now the thoughts of love. everyone will think along with me, and when Baba will come, especially you will all sit in this feeling, as who is sitting in front of me. I was waiting to meet God since many years, and He is now in front of me. I was anticipating to receive God's love. Now He has been here in front of me to satisfy me with His drishti. The one who can give greatest happiness is sitting in front of me. Now we have to emerge all these thoughts. The one who is going to come and meet me, He is the greatest of all. He is the almighty authority. He is the ocean. But He loves us so much. We all have to bring ourselves in a very good feeling. We have to make our mind dance. He is coming to meet the greatest fortune souls, and I have to create a thought. I am so fortunate, no one is fortunate than me. God Himself is coming to meet me. And this dance has to be performed every day, early in the morning. Some have a separate room, so you have to bring yourself in happiness and have a dance of the mind, and you will get the energy. Tell Baba, Baba, you have given me everything. With truly from your heart you say, Baba, you have given me everything. Multi-million times thanks for you. You will start getting everything. And if you think, Baba, you gave me less, you made me this, you made me that, you didn't give me much, you gave the neighbor so much, you didn't give me anything, then you will become empty. Tell Baba that you have given me everything. He has given a very beautiful body, a good body, the eyes, nose, ears, everything are very good. He has made you intellectual, very fortunate. And so, waking early in the morning, you will have to dance yourself with your mind. And we will sit in this thought as, who is coming to meet me today? We will give a different thought, and we will sit in this practice that Baba's powerful rays is being merged within myself. Now this will be a very beautiful time for us. Now we have to make our mind and intellect concentrated, and for always we have to learn as how we have to concentrate our mind and make our mind peaceful. If anybody remembers about the past, if anybody has insulted you, or if anybody has caused you sorrow, and if there is that deep thoughts in your mind, then leave that aside. And if you say that I cannot forget that thought, I cannot forgive him, I don't have that much of courage to forgive him, I want to take revenge, then the one who takes revenge will never attain peace. We have to learn to forgive, and we have to become great and forgive others. Only then our mind will become peaceful. So once again we will invoke Baba.
Le chale buddhi ko punah
We will take our mind once again towards the Supreme Abode. We will concentrate our mind and intellect on the Sun of Knowledge. I am Master Sun of Knowledge. And Baba is the Sun of Knowledge. With lot of love, we will invoke him. Oh, the one who gave me the life. Oh, the one who showed mercy on me. I am your great soul. With lot of love, are invoking you. You leave your sweet silence home and come in front of us. The Sun of Knowledge is descending. And he has come in front of us. Look at Shiv Baba, the Sun of Knowledge, in front of you. His powerful rays are being falling on me.
माताओं को शांत कर दो. कौन आवाज कर रही है जरा देखो. माताएं शांत हो जाओ. जिसको दिक्कत हो रही हो शांति से बैठो जरा. आज बाबा हमारे बीच में आए.
टुडे बाबा विल बी कमिंग अमिडस्ट अस.
बाबा डायरेक्ट आते हैं.
यू ऑल नो बाबा कम्स डायरेक्टली.
दादी को ध्यान में नहीं लेते हैं.
Dadi doesn't go into trance. Baba comes directly and within a minute Baba comes down and he satisfies everyone with his drishti and no one will come to know when Baba came. But the one who have made great effort and they will definitely realize the vibrations. After a minute we will understand that Baba came. And then we have to create a thought. The Sun of Knowledge descends and he is sitting in the center of the forehead of Dadi. The powerful vibration starts spreading everywhere. We will take the bliss out of it. The vibrations of love wherever Baba's children are sitting. Maybe in this hall or far away outside. Now vibrations will spread on all the four sides. The more we concentrate ourselves on Baba, they will receive happiness. And that power and vibrations will start merging within ourselves. So from now, we will experience this through yoga practice. Baba will come in Dadi's body. Only Shiv Baba should be seen. You consider yourself to be alone in this hall. I am alone. I am the master son of knowledge, multi-million fold fortunate one. I am the great soul of this world. I am having God's meeting. Only Shiva Baba should be visible. And his vibrations which are spreading should be visible. You will experience a lot of bliss. Baba, 15-20 minutes will give complete drishti. 20 minutes that God himself is conducting the yoga drill. And his drishti will be going through all the corners of this hall. We will not sit and anticipate when Baba's drishti will fall on me, but Baba will be giving drishti to all in the hall. And so we should not create this thought that I am sitting in this corner, that corner, in the end, in the gallery. No, Baba knows where we are sitting. We have to concentrate ourselves with our mind and intellect. The more we concentrate ourselves on Baba, Baba's vibration will definitely work on us. We have to keep beautiful thoughts in our mind as what and who is giving me drishti? With whom am I having the meeting? God is becoming happy looking at the great souls. And with his vibrations, a lot of experiences can be attained. If there are any special obstacles in your life, even that shadow of that obstacle will go away. If anybody is insulting or defaming you, even that will go away. Even if you are diseased through the mind and body, that will also go away. With Baba's vibrations and drishti, we will get liberated from everything. We should not create the thought, let Baba see me, let Baba see me. If everyone starts saying, Baba, make me okay, Baba, make me okay. You make others okay, you make me okay. No, we have to sit in our self-respect. I have to sit with this thought. I am the destroyer of obstacles. My life is free from obstacles. I am elevated yogi. I am the fortunate one. With this experience, I have to take drishti from Baba. I have to sit with this self-respect and with this good feeling. When I sit, I get good feelings from Baba. I am giving you a very good thought. I, the soul, I am self-sovereigned. And I am the master of this body, the matter. So focus yourself on this thought, and as soon as Baba's drishti falls on you, you will feel with full confidence and with elevated thought that you are free from those diseases. So this time of today is the time of blessing. And this day will be remembered. Many will take happiness from this meeting. Many brothers and sisters ask, why Baba doesn't speak the Murli nowadays? You might have heard from the Sakar Murli. If you have not heard, hear it once again. Baba has said, I will become silent after giving complete knowledge. I have given you complete knowledge. Now Baba is silent. Baba is now taking us towards the pilgrimage, towards the Supreme Abode. Now we have to give this beautiful experience to others. Everyone will create a beautiful thought. Just as we are satisfied and content by meeting Baba, our subjects will also become content. And therefore I have to consider myself to be a special deity. I am an ancestor.
हमारी ये स्मृति, जैसे आज दादी सवेरे मुरली से पहले बोल रही थी ना,
टुडे बिफोर द मुरली दादी वाज सेइंग
स्मृति स्वरूप हो
जाओ, वी हैव टू बिकम द एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ अवेयरनेस दैट ऑल दीज आर माय फैमिली, आई एम द एंसेस्टर, इट इज माय क्लैन हु आर सिटिंग हियर, देयर शुड बी दिस हायर कॉन्शियसनेस. You will stabilize yourself in this higher consciousness.
जो समय हमसे मांग करेगा वो हम दे सकेंगे संसार को.
We can give to the world whatever the world asks.
तो आज सुंदर चिंतन में रहते.
So today we will sit in a very beautiful thought with a great intoxication of meeting God and receiving God's vibrations. I will have to tell my mind, oh mind, you are my good friend, no need to stumble anywhere. You become concentrated. You allow me to meet my supreme beloved. I want to sit in his remembrance. Let me have a good thought for him. Your mind and intellect becomes more peaceful. Have good wishes for yourself. Let this remembrance, let this meeting become a memorial, a remarkable experience. Every day wake up early in the morning and remember this moment. Now I am ending here. Now a very beautiful song will be played. We will have the yoga practice. The Almighty Authority descends and He has become a canopy of protection on my head, and I am sitting beneath Him and receiving His powerful rays.